Deer hunting in Wisconsin is a billion-dollar industry, according to the executive director of Whitetails Unlimited. Peter Garrell is worried that talk of chronic wasting disease may scare some hunters away this fall. He cites a recent poll by the St. Norbert College Survey Center. It found 38% of hunters are thinking about sitting out the hunt this year. Garrell says that could result in a $380 million loss to the state's economy.
You start breaking that down, and it'll affect our fish and wildlife when it comes to the Department of Natural Resources by over $9 million in license sales. That trickle-down effect will affect an increase in deer vehicle collisions because of a higher deer population. If people don't hunt, there'll be more habitat destruction because of, again, of a larger deer population.
Garrell says fish and wildlife biologists put Wisconsin's deer population at 1.6 million. He says 1 million is thought to be the optimal number. Of even more concern than the economic loss is what fewer hunters could mean for the spread of CWD. Scientists theorize that the disease is transmitted by close contact between deer. Even so, Garrell says they don't know precisely how it spreads.
But everything points towards very close contact and living in confined areas that, again, a higher population is only going to increase the transmission of the disease.
Whitetails Unlimited and a coalition of other groups will mount a billboard and bumper sticker campaign in September, with the message being, "Get out and hunt." Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.